I'm delighted that we're going to have three debates. It'll be a conversation with the American people that will span almost an entire month. We'll get to describe our respective views.
Mitt Romney and President Obama are making their final preparations for tomorrow's first of three presidential debates. Joining us live is John King, CNN chief national correspondent. And John, stakes are pretty high for Mitt Romney going into this. He needs to reverse a recent trend in battleground states where he is apparently losing ground. It seems like the assumption would be that President Obama would be playing defense and Mitt Romney is going to be taking some more risks. Is that right?
I think that is right. And good morning, gentlemen. I think you come into the race, you know, the Romney people feel a little better today than they felt, say, 48, 72 hours ago. The race has stabilized a little bit. Our new poll shows a little bit of a tick back toward Governor Romney. But so he's running, you know, slightly behind, 2 or 3 points nationally. And then you go through the big battleground states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, Wisconsin. He's down 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 or 7 points in those states, depending on which poll you look at. So what do you do with 5 weeks, exactly 5 weeks to go? He has to change the national narrative of the race. And the best way to do that, this first debate, is about economics. It's about domestic policy. He's tied right now with the president when voters are asked who would best handle the economy. He's the challenger. If he's going to convince the American people to change the driver of the car, he has to convince them he has a better plan, that he'd be a better candidate on the economy. And that's the big challenge, especially in this first debate.
Are you getting any sense, John, I know you spent so many days, you know, out there talking with voters and not just the politicians. Are you getting a sense from them what they want to hear from these people? Not so much, you know, who's going to win or who's going to position better going into Election Day, but what they want for America?
You know, that's a fabulous question. I always call this the American dream question. When you travel, I always come away from my travels just, you know, in awe of the American people. They have everybody, rich, poor, and in the middle, have had a tough 5 or 6 years, and everybody's legs are tired, and their housing values are down, and they're not so sure about the factory in their community, or maybe there are fewer jobs in their community. And the biggest question for them is not about them. It's about their kids. Will my kids have a better life? Will my kids be able to find jobs? What should I tell my kids to study in college? And so I think there's a specificity challenge for the candidates, and that is the opening for Romney, if he can do it, in the sense that you do have an incumbent, and people like the president, but even people who are inclined to vote for him now, or at least thinking about it, have some questions and doubts about why isn't the recovery stronger? What hasn't the government done right? What's wrong out there? So Romney has an opening, and people are disappointed in both of these candidates. So you find it, you know, I was at an Obama phone bank here in Colorado last night, and the woman also worked the phones in 2008. And she said, you know, people now view Obama as a politician. They think this is an election between the lesser of two evils, and they're a bit down about it. And that's, you know, he's the incumbent. It's a tough time, so that's part of life. But I think people are a little, you know, we know they're disenchanted with politics, and I don't think they feel like these candidates are giving them a very compelling menu for what the next 4 years would look like.
Yeah, absolutely. John King, thank you very much for joining us.
Take care, John.